Welcome to Great Table Talk. It's none other than Cash.
And Ree.
And of course, we have our guys, the YBS family.
YBS Entrepreneurs, Mr. Patrick August.
Yeah, we're back
there. And
of course, the one that doesn't really pay attention, really. What's your name?
Y'all. He got a lot of kids, man.
Yeah, he does.
We actually have an audience, which is dope. Like, you start something, you do something, and usually, like I said, it's in a room, you know, and you're kind of speaking to the microphone, and it's like,
right. You got kids running around, his bad kid running around right now. He's about to kick that camera
That's
down.
Right. Get your
But, you know, that's all about, you know.
That's none other than Brandon Isaac, folks.
He's from Kelowna.
You know.
That's the thing about it. He's from Kelowna.
We're going
to try type of kid.
We're going to try to get Brandon focused.
Well, that's some special people, man. Sunny Beach.
Sunny Beach is in the house.
That's one thing about it, boy. You immediately know somebody was from Kelowna or Eggard.
That's true. I'm going to tell you, for years,
and Paul Frederick.
I've gotten.
Hello.
I've gotten tired of Ben.
You know I skipped around home.
You know,
Yeah, you did. I'm like, hold up. Wait a minute.
Hover ride your cats from Harvey, so you don't know where they come from, man. Just, you know.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
Paul Frederick in Kelowna? Ain't nothing like it.
Okay.
I'm not downplaying. It ain't nothing
but
love.
But it is
that actually true. Absolutely true.
I mean, I have experienced some wonderful character building.
Yeah. I love that. That is so funny.
Experiences where I grew up.
Man, so if people don't know I was about to compare Paul Frederick with Crenshaw.
Oh, God.
That's a pretty good comparison.
So what I was about to say was
a little less bullets,
watching,
but
if they don't know what Paul Frederick means, I was about to say, just imagine Crenshaw.
Right.
Much love to my Paul Frederick family.
Like I said, I'm going to say shout out to Paul Frederick, because I mean, like I always think about them like us, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were last, you know what I'm saying? We were the place forgotten. It's like being bad kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they act out on Paul Frederick, is the reason we act out in Kelowna, because we ignore it. We want a hug. We want somebody to love us. So, but
it's
we
always
just
a negative
it in a
connotation.
Different way right now. We're not gonna
do.
No,
it was negative.
You know, we gonna be real. Like, we gonna be real, and we gonna make them come back. We want people to come and visit us. Like, I like to say, I'm head of tourism in Kelowna. Like, I want to give people a reason to come.
That's awesome.
Right. You know? Right.
We haven't opened up Disney World yet, but we gonna put some water slides outside and hope somebody come.
Right.
I like that. Head of tourism.
I love it. Well, you know, I want to open up this podcast with a hot topic, right? And today's hot topic comes from an email that we received. And this email was about a friend. I think it was a female. They didn't say whether it was a woman or a man. But this friend know that their spouse is, that their best friend's spouse isn't faithful, because they saw their best friend's spouse out.
Ooh.
And they wanted to know, is it okay? A best friend now, not
like
just a friend.
I thought we were talking about financial freedom.
No, I'm telling you the hot topic. But we're going to get into, podcast.
Because that sounds very familiar.
Oh, God. So the best friend saw her their best friend's spouse out with someone else. And she wanted to know, or the person wanted to know, do they supposed to tell their best friend that they saw their spouse out?
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus.
So, Brandon, we're going to go to you first.
Oh, Lord. Hey, here we go. For me, I say it like this right here. I would say it, but I wouldn't say it in any judgment. I would tell them what I saw, and I would leave it up to them to interpret it however they take it. Like I would give them what I know, but I wouldn't say it with any indication of trying to tell them what to do. Because, I mean, you don't know. Like, I try to look at it in a variation of ways. Saying, I could tell somebody that their spouse was out with somebody else, but Lord only knows, maybe he was out with somebody else 2 weeks ago.
So
what I'm saying is that I would go, look, you know, I saw your lady at, you know, the Dollar Tree.
She aims high.
You know, and you know what I'm saying? She wasn't alone. You know? Now, I don't know what that means, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you because you're my friend. Like, I'm only saying it from the aspect of saying that, look, you're my man, and if we cool, and I expect you to, you know, like, you know, respect, the respect on that level is that I should tell you. I shouldn't act like I didn't see it.
Basically, like, best man.
Like, that's my man. Like, I can't not say it, but I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Right.
You know, Not to cut y'all off on that, I think total opposite. I think I judge that on the character of that friend. If you know this friend is going to take it a different route, or if you know that friend is just going to, if you know him well, he's probably 9 times out of 10 he's not going to listen, and he's going to stay with that woman. I'm going to stay away from that, because what's going to happen is you're going to get involved with that and mention it to him, and they're going to go pillow talk. Mm-hmm. And now
you're the bad guy.
Yeah. He's going to leave you. That woman going to make him leave you alone. He's not a good friend. So stay away from him now. Mm-hmm. Y'all not friends no more, because you did a good deed to step out and give him some game on that. But if that person, if you know that situation, you know that friend, man, leave that alone, because at the end of the day, he ain't going to listen anyway. He's going to go right back to that woman.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's going to be a bad situation for your friendship. So sometimes I stay away from that, you know.
And I can understand.
Well, hold on. One more important thing. Eventually, if she's doing that or he's doing that, they're going to get caught up. It's going to get caught up. Let them catch up with that.
That's true. Okay. And Sheree?
Well, for one, what exactly was seen? I mean, did you just see them talking, or were they holding hands? Like, what was the premise of it? Well, I mean, you never know. But
yeah, if he called in that little green basket boy and she putting stuff in it.
That's some serious business then.
You know what I'm saying?
That's inappropriate then.
You can hold your own basket, because if you're here by yourself.
Okay, well, see, I didn't understand that. But yeah, if they're pushing the basket, then yeah, that was inappropriate.
They're pushing the basket together.
Yeah, so we need to talk about that.
If you are letting him put something in your basket,
yeah, right.
It's a problem.
Okay, all right.
That's figuratively and. Yeah,
I think. Yeah, I would. Well,
They're making groceries together. Right, they're buying groceries together.
Well, this is it for me. I would say this. I think someone mentioned it earlier. I would say what I saw, and leave it be, because. I'm a loyal friend.
But we're also talking about a best friend.
If I saw my best friend's husband, you know, I would say, oh, girl, I saw so-and-so and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Y'all know that's not and how then, y'all ride for your best friend. Y'all would be confronting girl. That man all up in aisle three. Talking about, who is she?
Okay.
Because I want to get all the information. See, when you jump too fast, you miss things.
You're right about that, too.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. Well, but see, when you have
30 minutes of video.
I got it all. See, I'm a, just in case. Yeah, just in case something happened. You know, that's not what happened.
Uh-huh. That is funny. Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, I got a lot of female cousins.
Uh-huh.
So.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
That's true too. If you're friends with the guy too.
Yeah, cause he right, dude. I didn't even really think about it like that, because you saying, know both people.
Right. Yeah.
And for those who didn't hear him, of course, those of you who are listening, what he said was. Well, you have to be on both sides. That you have to be on both sides to kind of, you know, whether you're the one getting the call or.
You really ain't got no say so.
Making a call.
You'd be like, look, I caught him in the bushes, and she go home and sleep with him. He ain't trying to hear none of that no more.
Right.
Look.
Well, and here's the thing. My take on it is this. It depends on, even with your friends, you kind of know what you're dealing with. So you got a friend that, I mean, I personally have a friend.
You got a friend?
That has all, yeah, I'm asking for a friend. No, I have a friend that everything points to he ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Everything points to it. I mean, he ain't coming home. And so you kind of sort of hear about, but you really know. Mm-hmm. At this point, if I see Raheem out, and that's figurative name, y'all will get.
I was speaking
his name always going to be Raheem.
Tyrone. It's got to be Tyrone. It can't be Raheem. You can't throw somebody else under the bus.
It's always going to be Raheem. That's not his name. Yeah. Raheem is my figurative name, you know, just like Shaniqua is my figurative name for everything.
Yeah.
So if I see Raheem out, I'm not going to tell her anything, because that she already know what's going on with Raheem. So
it is a very one of those situations where it does depend on all the what they say extraneous factors going on around. Right. You don't really know. Well, as a best friend, you kind of do know. What's
you do
going
know,
on.
Yeah, right.
So
well, that's what
it's
saying.
Just how you.
But I want to tell people to follow that. Like, always follow your instincts and your confirmations, because just like you said, like, it is really true. Like, I think for the most part, we know everything that's going on with our lives is whether or not we want to accept it or not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And some people are not willing to be honest with themselves.
Some people are not willing to be honest with themselves. You're right. Absolutely.
And just be honest with yourself. You know what's up. Like, here's the thing. Even when I know this is kind of a drastic turn, but if a teacher, and I've had this with my kids, if a teacher ever told me anything about any one of my kids, I know for certain if it's one of my kids because I know my children inside and out. Mm-hmm. There's sometimes I've looked stupid, meaning they told me something, I just was quiet. I was like, yeah, I know that. She did it. And there's been a lot of times I'm like, okay, I don't think that's true, but I will respect, what you have to say, and we'll monitor it from here on out. So I say that to say that you know what you're dealing with, you know. Especially when one of the guys in the back said, especially when you're sleeping beside
the
person.
I kind of stay out of people's relationships, man.
That's true.
Because 9 times out of 10, the people got that gut feeling. They know what's going
on.
So leave that alone so you can keep the good friendship with your boy and the female, too, at the same time.
And when they call, you're complaining. You just, then you get to the point, look, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I ain't trying to hear all that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And they can do something for you that I ain't willing to. So
you, like, if anything can make people stupid, sex makes people stupid.
It does. Let me tell you.
Let me go on a record and say that.
Yes, it does.
The second podcast, like, sex can make people extremely incompetent.
I was really stupid many years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sex is what has people telling you for 2 years that they getting out of a relationship. Like, look, I'm leaving them tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Tomorrow. And it'd be 2 months later, and they're telling you
so many more tomorrows that have passed.
But they still there?
Oh, wow.
I bet personal experience. I don't hitchhike that far.
He said the exact location.
I've known of people who to get up and pack their stuff and leave to literally go right back. Yeah. And you like, really? 2 days? That's all you got?
That's why I say you stay out of people's business, man. Right. Wrong folks.
Like sex makes them go back too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean. Well, let me go on record and say this too. Like, I think we need to have fasting as far as food goes, and sometimes we need to fast from sex because that will sometimes stop you from making dumb decisions.
This is facts. This is facts.
I told you he was an activist.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, but like I think with me, I always say, like, that's the way to treat things. Like, if I ever have a decision that I need to make, I usually like to withdraw myself from it completely because then I see how it really affects my life. If you take 2 weeks away from it, if it still matters, you
that's
go with
true.
It. If it doesn't,
that's true.
You leave it alone.
I was always taught, and of course, he's saying 2 weeks, but it's been said that 21 days makes a habit, right?
Right.
So within 2 weeks or so, you should have a clear gauge on where you are and how you view things.
Right.
So 21 days of practicing something, it's normally going to become a lifestyle. So now hold on, but let me clarify something with this whole withstanding from sex. Don't you try to withstand from sex if your partner, especially if you're married, is not on that boat. So that works for single folks such as Brandon.
God damn, was you just
I'm
going
to say that for the record. I'm going to say that for the record.
I'm just saying,
I go home and I tell Raheem, you know what? I'm abstaining. And then I'll be on divorce court.
That definitely has to be, a mutual.
And then people will be calling me, talking about I saw Raheem in Dollar Tree where people putting stuff in the basket.
Well, no wonder he was pushing the basket.
Put something in the basket on that 14th day.
Right.
Sure.
The grip man has something to say.
We talking about relationships.
Y'all need to come in the mic. Come talking to Mike.
Give him the mic. Give him the mic. Let him sit down.
Get on the mic.
Don't get that dude the microphone, man.
Oh, Lord.
You stand up.
Go ahead.
Look,
Well, y'all know me, you know.
Nah, sit on the table.
Michelle Poche, Rex the Guy,
Give
Rex
his name. His government and his ad.
I'm saying, though, they know me. They know my life.
You trying to sound like Keith Sweat. Are you Keith Sweat or are you right?
Is this great table talk after dark or what?
Rex O'Reins, Rex the Guy. Look, check this out, man. Look, on relationships. I done been in a few.
Michael.
I done been.
Rocky, you got to hold it together.
I done been that. Colonial man faithful. I done been that faithful brother. And right now, I'm single. And I'm that dude, like.
He's single.
I tell the truth. I can't lie. I don't know how to lie. And even when I lie, I tell the truth.
We're going to need you to get to that question. Because now it sounds like an advertisement for yourself.
What is this, the online dating?
I know.
This is what I want y'all to understand. Ladies and men, my fellow kings and all my queens, this is what y'all need to understand.
Truth.
Tell the truth. Just be honest.
I know you better ask us a question.
And the question is, this is what I want to ask y'all. All
right.
Check this out.
Okay.
If I tell you what it's hitting for and I tell you what it is, and I tell you like, okay, I'm single, and I have other people that I conversate with and that I deal with, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that it's on no sexual level, it's just conversation or whatever it may be. If I be honest with you and tell you this, right? Why, when the shit hit the fan and, oh, you might see me with somebody somewhere else, why do you feel some type of way?
Well, let me jump in. You go first. It might not be the popular answer, but I'm going to say what I think, okay? If you are being 100% honest with the other person, and they are feeling, you know, whatever way they're feeling about seeing you with someone else, then that person is not being honest with their feelings. Because if they're telling you and you're telling them that, hey, I'm single, but I'm seeing other people, you know, and you're dating other people, and the other person say, oh, yeah, me too, and then they're upset about seeing you with someone else, somebody's dishonest. Somebody is not being 100% honest.
Well, let me just tell you.
Where that's coming from, I don't know, but that's my opinion on it.
I'm going to share something that's probably going to be one of the realest things that you're going to ever hear, right? As honest as you can be with any female, right? I'm like this. We can even go back when I was dating. I feel like if we're doing boyfriend and girlfriend type stuff, we're boyfriend and girlfriend. What I'm saying?
What's boyfriend and girlfriend type stuff?
See, if I was a guy, right? Okay, let me be a girl for a second. If you're holding my hand, let's just say if we even have sex, we go together. You can come up all this stuff. Yes, we go together. We go together.
Yeah.
Oh, together.
Which is Fred. Where the OG honesty Fred comes stepped in. And that's said, hold why on. You have to be.
Right. And as much as, now, all jokes aside, as much as you want to be honest with someone, I think it's our responsibility as individual and adults.
We have to protect ourselves.
Protect ourselves by setting those boundaries. You got what I'm saying? You can't be laying in a bed, sleeping with a woman, or spending time with a woman because, you know, we're emotionally attached. You don't really have to have sex with us. You can just buy us a couple meals and be with us every day and talk to us every day. And we can get attached. You get what I'm saying? We're very emotional. You all are very physical. So I say that, which I haven't been in, and please know, when I say,
in
the words of Michael Jackson, if you see the monkey, you own the pet.
That's right.
And please know when I say that the two people are.
And that's fine. And you know what? He said if he's single and he's not settled down and he's looking for the one to settle down, it's okay that he can kind of date around and figure out what he likes. And that's fine. But you need to get with women who understand that and agree to that. Now, if they ever try to change that up on you, you get what I'm saying? See, here's the thing.
That's what I was saying.
My brother used to always say, and I have two brothers, so you're going to have to decide on which
one. No, that really depends on which one you're talking about, because I know one of them.
I know.
We don't need no advice from.
I'm listening to my older brother.
We don't have
you know.
Clearance to say no name.
Yeah, I'm not saying no name. He used to always say, never lead them back to the bat cave. So that eliminates one. You know, okay, we don't talk about that. He does another one.
All
he
right.
said, never lead them back to the bat cave. So what he was saying, essentially, he taught me this very early, was whatever you do with them there, don't allow them into your intimate space to let them think that it was anything other than what it was. You get what I'm saying? So yeah. when you cause yourself to do girlfriend and boyfriend type stuff with someone that's just a fling or just spending time with, they're going to get confused. That's just the way it is.
And
that's fair.
Yeah.
This is the thing with me. With what, like, that's just me, though. I'm a passionate person, and I'm going to deal with you like I'm just.
And you got to take, he said that's just him. He's a passionate person. He's just going to deal with people. But when you are just you and being a passionate person, you're going to get windows bust out of your cars. Mm-hmm. You're going to get your car keyed because, again, as passionate as you are, in your pursuit to find that Mrs. Wright, you have to still safeguard yourself without mm-hmm. giving her the wrong impression.
You have to protect
You gotta
yourself.
Safeguard yourself. Because yes. again, like I said, if I was a guy in the club and I bought this girl a drink, or three drinks, I'm just my personality. I'm petty enough to say, I'm following you. You wanna dance to this song? We gonna, all night we gonna be dancing.
Like test driving a car. Even if you got one of those really, really good deals, like you got an Audi and they let you keep it from Friday to Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you test driving something, you give that back. Mm-hmm. If you keep it around and it lingers, you can't keep telling something that is on the back burner for so long.
Like, that's true.
Eventually, that thing's got to cook.
Absolutely.
You got to go ahead and throw that out.
Right.
But that all that's goes, right. you know, with the individual making informed decision. Like, you know, I believe that. Just be honest with yourself and your feelings. And when I say that, I mean, as we were talking, as women, we do get emotionally attached. So be upfront about that. You know, and I think a lot of times, you know, ladies, we're not upfront about that.
Yeah.
I think
that's
we
correct.
Just wanna, we want to go with the flow because we really like this guy or whatever. Right. And
hoping
then,
that you can change
hoping
him.
Hoping that it'll change. But my initial point was, be honest. Be 100% honest with yourself and with the other person.
I'm with you, Sheree. You always, anytime back in the day when I was out there in that world, Lord knows that world.
I remember those days. Thank
you
God.
Remember those days? Let's keep that out of the way. Hey, cut it out. Yeah, Lord.
It was a long time ago.
Long time ago.
But I remember.
See, people really know me, man. They really know me. But nah, man, like, you know, you just got to be kind of honest. That was always my game, man. You just be honest with a female and let them know what's up. What's the status, you know? If we doing a boyfriend, girlfriend thing, or we just friends. You can do the friend zone or whatever. Mm-hmm. And some of those females have been, you know, I'm gonna just say back in the day. I'm just going back in the
there
day.
You go.
Back mm-hmm. when I was dating in that world, like those females have became some of my best friends. You know, mm-hmm. just because they respected the fact that you know this dude is a cool guy. You know, Pat always with that foolishness. Mm-hmm. He's a clown. You already know where I stood with that. And
right.
This is nobody you want to marry. You know, at the time,
right.
But dude
right.
can show you a damn good time, and mm-hmm. we're just gonna kick it. But look, I got such and such to go to tonight. I'm gonna hit you up later or whatever. But you know, we can get together tomorrow, or whatever. But it's just like you're saying. I always love to be honest with a female because mm-hmm. that always avoided my yeah. windows getting busted
this is
or
true.
Getting shanked or whatever, or the big brother trying to get after me. But it, you know, huh?
You know how like how you saying we being honest.
Uh huh. Because they're probably not honest
but
with themselves.
They have to own that.
Hey,
hoping
right,
they change it.
Right. Let me ask you this: Are you dealing with them Instagram girls?
See that one.
See, because it's a whole different world we living in right now, dog. Yeah.
But you know, that's a very good question.
So women are like the new men these days.
But it's not like Instagram. It's just like say we like to act ignorant when it's convenient.
Right.
Like you know when a situation is going in a certain direction, and just because you said something doesn't mean you don't have to revisit it.
And just
you know what
Brandon said earlier, just like they give you that outing. I mean, I bought my BMW because they gave it to me for a weekend. And I just felt like we was meant to be.
Right.
Yeah, but they didn't give it to you for 6 months.
They sure
didn't give it to you for 3 months. Right.
So at the end of that weekend, I had to decide whether I was going to buy it or not. And I said, well, why not? Without considering all the costs that it's going to take me with this maintenance. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is, oftentimes we listen to your troops, and in our back of our mind, we're like, yeah, I'm going to change them.
That's exactly the point. Truth is constant.
Absolutely.
Like truth. So I would want to say truth is in real time.
Yeah.
Truth is in real time. So you have to constantly revisit.
So just what he said. So at the end of the day, and it's in real time. After 2 weeks, you notice that she's starting to move a little different. It's up to you to be like, I see where she's going with this. She probably want more than what I want. Yeah. So I'm gonna reiterate to her what's going on. If not, I'm gonna fall back. Thank you for your time.
Yes.
Rocky.
What is it? It does get too late. Like, look.
Then you get your windows bust out and your car's key.
Like 3 a.m. with some heavy breathing and we both naked.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to hear what you said.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to hear what you're talking about tonight.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's like what that's what it is.
Absolutely.
That's a different vibe.
That's absolutely true.
Exactly.
That's right. Absolutely. You can't tell me no truth because we sleep together. I go with you. That's what you know. We go together.
Which is again.
I'm expecting to show up at Thanksgiving.
I go with you.
Christmas.
I'm expecting to show up. We go together.
If I'm here 3 nights out of the week.
Yeah.
Look. Now I got to start playing odds in my head. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
That's where
I think I'm winning.
What's that? How you get trapped.
Check this out, fellas. We got a live question, y'all.
I'm not touching that.
I'm not touching that.
I figured he was going to say
go
that.
Go ahead, a question.
I figured he was going to say that.
Y'all can cut me all out this frame right now. I will not speak on that subject.
He ain't going.
Ask your question because I had some daddy issues.
What do you mean by daddy issues exactly?
See what I'm saying? It's about to get real.
No, I mean, let's keep it. I love this conversation.
Oh, let him talk.
Because this guy here, he's cooking, cleaning, he's washing cars, he's taking a little man to get his hair cut. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's showing her what is here. Cutting his hair, right?
Hello. Rocky is in all of these scenarios.
Yes.
That issue, she's never seen that male figure. Mm-hmm. Never,
okay. Okay.
So is that daddy issues?
I get it. I get the question.
You want to answer that, Sheree? Because I got
one.
So what's the problem, mm-hmm. though? Okay. What's the problem?
Okay, so she's falling for any man that's just
nice to her.
That's nice to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me. Right.
Well, again, that is.
Mm-hmm. Well, she has the issue. He's not
as far as the daddy issue,
I can't with him.
Well,
like,
let me see.
Let me just say one thing.
Like with the daddy issue situation, it's very touchy. And another thing that we are responsible for our own healing.
Absolutely.
and building ourselves. We are responsible for that.
That's right.
I had to take, you know, my ownership and the things that I dealt with and went through and didn't understand at the time and decisions that I made, you know. And so even if you're dealing with someone and you're honest with them and then you feel like they're becoming attached to you or and you're not ready for that, be upfront about that.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you cannot be responsible for that person's healing or lack thereof.
And see, let me give you another way to look at that too, because someone like me that don't have daddy issues, I mean, I got an issue with all my parents and my brothers, but I don't have a daddy issue. Right. Families, it all started back in. I feel as though, and that's kind of eliminated me from being in a lot of relationships because my father essentially raised me. So I knew as a man, your job off top, I don't care if we were friends, if I'm walking with you, and even if I'm walking to a grocery store today, and a man doesn't open the door, I'm looking at him like, hold up now. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's only, that's how I was raised.
But see, that's like the opposite feel of it, because I hate to be counterproductive to us, but what I'm saying is this right here. We are not crazy, and we do things for a reason, and we all do things in purpose. And I'm going to just say it is, and just keep it all the way 100. A man is not taking you out. He's not treating you nice. He's not answering your phone calls and replying to your text messages if he doesn't want something. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
So
correct.
What I'm saying is that for men, we got to stop overselling, because we oversell, and then when that woman gets overly committed, we're like, hold on, I told you we were friends.
Right. Exactly.
Like, no,
that's
like
true.
You got to treat them. You didn't act like
a friend. You got a baby clapping back there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
That's right. And, right. But you have some guys, hold on, but we always like to put it on the women, but you have some guys on the opposite end. Like, I'm one of those women, I'm very self-sufficient. You got what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Always paid my own bills, oh, always man. Took, I mean, I'm not saying that.
Barking
I'm not,
up a tree.
I'm not to, I know, no, but I'm, hold real. On, but let me just say, but you have some guys that want to attach this, oh, she's so driven, she know
yeah,
what she wants. And we're just friends, but no, every time we get a chance to talk, you're trying to push up to be more than friends. Uh-huh. Like, no, we just, ain't nothing that we did that put you in the mindset that we were going to be more than friends. You got mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And I wasn't one to cook early on. But what I'm saying is,
we have a situation where it'll be like.
But does that? But hold on. But in reverse, does that mean that man has mommy issues? Because some men are not used to a woman that can be submissive, right? But mm-hmm. also
be self sufficient.
Because I'm very, there's nothing like a strong man.
And that's another.
That's a good thing. I mean, and if it's.
I'm talking about self-sufficient both.
Both.
And I think people mix up the term when they say self-sufficient. They think you want to be by yourself.
No.
And that's not what self-sufficiency means, you know?
Look.
That's right.
I'm not going to touch on that. All I'm saying is this right here. We've got to stop overselling and then acting like people are crazy.
That's true.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Like,
that's true.
Stop giving these women the world in conversations and telling them
that's right
and listening to them on the phone for hours, and then when they start acting mm-hmm. like you their man talking
right.
about, oh no, we just friends.
Right.
No, you give her the friend treatment. Like, if she's 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. or 12 a.m. when I'm drunk, treat
right.
her like that every day.
That's right. And likewise, women, stop accepting these expensive gifts. If a man fly you in from out of state, from here to California, what you mean you ain't giving up sex? That's pretty much who flying you in.
That's what he's trying to do out
of. I mean, but you know, you got some women like, they got a sex. Well, usually that's what it is. Usually that's what it is. I mean, just say what it is. So,
and that's why I say, that's where the whole 100% honesty come from. Not just in word, but in thought and deed too.
That's true.
All of that, you know, makes up what you mean when you say be honest. So even if you're speaking something, but your actions are doing something different,
that's
not
confusion.
Honesty.
Right.
See, check this out. What Brandon said, and all y'all just see on the counter, look, my parents. I'm a single child raised by a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
Raised around all women.
Word.
Man, look, I don't want to hear that. You grew up around us. We played Tecmo.
You did.
Bowl.
I was
we played
more,
Nintendo.
I,
we fought
I,
over everything.
I also grew up around male cousins. So what
like, you had the He-Man's first that we always pissed off about.
Yeah, you.
Like, look, I don't want to hear He-Man. None of that, man. None of that.
But what you saying? What you saying?
We was in the meantime between the townhouse. Where I slept at, like when mom worked late nights and the shift work,
mm-hmm.
I slept by grandma.
Right.
I slept by mama.
Mm-hmm.
It's her and my cousins.
Right.
And your
right.
grandma was hard. Your grandma kept a glass mug in the freezer for her
old Milwaukee.
Old beer. Like,
she did.
What y'all not going to do is be telling
family secrets. What y'all not going to do is be telling family secrets.
And she drunk and she smoked
Pall Mall
back to back.
With no filter. With no filter.
Thanks to the old Milwaukee.
So where did your ballerina shoes come in?
Yeah.
That made me like cherish every black woman to where it's like it's hard for me to lay up there, even though you 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. or you might be in the broad day, like every day, like we could chill.
Yeah.
I will not let you be the pimp that says I care about my host. All right? No. You will not be the pimp that says I care about my hoes. Okay? We are live. They are taping. And you will not come on this podcast and be the pimp that loves his hoes. You will not.
Freaking funny. That is so.
You will not. You will not. No.
It's hard for you to separate.
No.
Where's the commercial?
Hold on, are we quoting Boosie? We quoting Boosie in this.
That's what we're doing now. We quoting Lil Boosie.
We have a live audience, y'all.
Well, yeah.
On my podcast.
Well, here's the. This is my thing. What's your thing?
Commercial break.
Yeah.
At one time in my life, I used to have the Superman cape on. I was Captain Saver. I believe that I can save you and I can change you and I can transform you.
What?
Yes, I like how.
No. That's what is it? Like, look. It'd be like any situation, we all go through it. Like, I will not say I've been hurt by a woman and take it out on the next woman. Like, you cannot take out the past person's indiscretions on the rest of the women that come into your life.
But in order not to take something out on the next woman or man, you have to do that work in between those relationships
on yourself.
You have
to take time to heal.
Right.
And
so
and
you
work
wouldn't.
On yourself.
Right. Right. But hey. And some women have gotten their game from a man. I will give some shouts out to the men in my life, but I'm not.
All right, we're gonna
let's take a break and get some shouts out.
Shout out to the black athlete, y'all. That is at TBAATHLETICS, the black athlete. They are awesome. Y'all check them out. And Beard Nair. At BEARDINAIRE, the Beard Nair.
Is this Instagram?
These are Instagram.
What about
Instagram.
Twitter? Okay.
This is our Instagram. And shout out to, gotta send a big shout out to Exit Clothing Store, the Urban Store.
Yes, 30, my boy 30, Lucky.
Yeah, my shout out to my boy Lucky, 3038 North Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The first store to push that YBS and the Handsome Hustler gear in Baton Rouge. So we got to send a
pressure,
shout out to him.
Pressure.
You know what I'm saying? Awesome. So we gonna bring the pain.
Oh, at Blake's, Bodies by Blake's. Check out our boy.
Yeah,
that's our
Body by
dude.
Blake's, our fitness dude.
At April LMT, we love her too. Just
why he
dope,
hitting the
dope
table? It's being recorded. He hitting the table. Yeah, yeah, I'm about to shake the table.
Look, I got. Like,
oh, he's
you
shaking,
know how
he's
shaking the table. That's my emphasis. That's for emphasis.
Hey, so yeah. So we definitely send a shout out to everybody.
And shout out to the your seat at the table and a great movement.
And a great movement. But before we leave, we want to give two more shout out. One for Platinum Photography. He's holding us down in the house. We want to just tell him thank you.
Sound and audio, sound and audio for today. We love him too.
Yeah, we want to thank
him. And Christmas holiday pictures at Scott's December 17th.
At Scott's.
Beating the table. Okay.
Black people, emphasis, beating on tables.
That's right.
About nothing. But
so
boy.
Platinum Photography, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Please.
Last and not least, I want to give a shout out to Maine Artistry. She keeps my hair together.
Oh,
anybody have seen me over the years? I'm Beyonce 1 week and the next week, Grace Jones. So I
you got
to
wear our blind curls in the day.
That's right. In 2 weeks, I may look totally different. But Maine Artistry, Kami Matthews, thank you so much. You're an awesome person.
Shout out to everybody that didn't purchase a YBS shirt,
definitely,
man.
Definitely. We appreciate the love. We love you.
Even though I didn't get my YBS shirt, but I'm not going to say it again. That's the last time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we don't know if you did. We don't know what you did.
She ain't ever ordered it.
Next time, we're going to speak on, we didn't get a chance to touch on that financial freedom, but look, we want y'all to tune in. We're going to do this again in about a week.
Absolutely.
Upcoming podcast.
We're going to talk really, really big about financial freedom, things you want. So if you catch this throughout the week, we want y'all to have y'all questions.
Yep.
If y'all got any questions about how y'all want to grow in the future and what y'all want to invest in and what y'all want to be about in the years to come, watch the podcast, shoot us y'all questions.
That's
we gonna
right.
Answer.
Absolutely.
And we always had this question about what is YBS and what we doing and where we going with this. Is this a clothing brand or what y'all stand for? This is it. This is the meat of what we've been designing.
And my boy Dale Scott, man, I'm gonna shout out my cousin on this one. It's gonna be personal. He's going to delve into a lot of that with a sit down with him. His and we're gonna shoot out his Instagram on our business site so y'all can check him out.
So again, like I said, look for our upcoming podcast on financial freedom about investing, buying property, mm-hmm. and how to invest for the future. So y'all stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
And if you
stay
have
tuned.
Any questions, please send us an email at greattabletalk@gmail.com.
Yeah,
that's greattabletalk
at
gmail.com. Yeah, if
questions you want
ideas,
Saria answer next time she's here.
Yeah.
Ideas on topics. Yeah. If you know of anyone that we could have on the podcast that's an expert in any of those fields, please send us an email, let us know, and we'll be glad to cover those subjects.
Where you from, Sheree?
Paul Frederick.
Paul Frederick, where y'all
shout
at?
This is what we want y'all to know. Like, these are your people speaking for you.
I mean,
you
know right there on the corner.
Like, this is the beauty of everything.
Ways,
again,
my
goodness.
Where you from,
Cash?
Paul
Frederick,
Where you from, Cash?
Kelowna.
Yep, speak on it.
Sunny Beach.
It's only two streets.
They only two streets, but guess what?
Where you from, Pat?
Back then, they didn't know me.
Where you from, Pat?
Now I'm hot. They all on me.
I'm off of Julia Street, Harville, baby. Country boy.
So we like.
DM us with your questions. Email us with your questions, and we look forward to answering them.
And thanks to those who participated on the live feed on Facebook.
Thank you.
Thanks for the questions
and
the comments.
We're going to try to touch on a lot of that.
And the shares and the likes, all of that.
That's right. And for us, like, we always want y'all to know, and we're going to try to. This is our first big one we're doing together.
It's the first one.
Yeah, but we're
first
gonna say
of many.
Like, we always want y'all to understand and know your potential. Like, this is the beginning of our potential. And you're never too old or too young to begin to experiment and tap into your potential.
That's right.
Step outside of the comfort zone.
And what you want to be. Like, this is unheard of in our corner of the world. And,
that's
right. And these are people that grew up around you and people that you're going to see every day. And we're doing this. That means you're capable of doing this.
That's
you're
right.
capable of joining us and doing this. And we're going to have a good time. So if you're hearing this and you want to come on down, like, we're going to be at the store and we're about to party. We're about
That's
to eat.
Right.
We about
That's
to have
right.
a good time.
That's right. And don't forget, if you want your kids to get involved in something that's better and that's better than good, and I know that's not really... You know, it's better than good. Going from good to great.
It's better than good.
It's better than good. I want you all to register for the pop-up camp at Hornville High January 6th at 10 o'clock. So register now.
And coming in January, I'll be doing resume reviews. I'll have more details on that at our next podcast.
All right.